Okay, we're ready with our absolutely unique in the universe Hanukkah greeting brought to you today.
Hanukkah or?
And just our sense of humor here, just keep going. You're on Daf Pei Hei. And we're going to start with the last few words on the bottom of the base. Amar Rav Yehudah Amar Shmuel, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, Mufleget Mikotel Ze Arba'a, Ze Motzi Ziz Koshu Mimalei, Ve Motzi Ziz Koshu Mimalei. Now on the surface, this seems to be completely unrelated to the specific issues that we discussed yesterday. And what we've been discussing actually for the past 2 days is various levels of usages and the way in which at times a level of usage will make the difference between an area that otherwise would have been usur because two people use it and a differentiation in the level of usage by one vis-a-vis the other will make us give it to the one who has the easier use. And so we had a lot of different cases. What we call the easy usage, direct usage, we call petach. Indirect usage, we call either zrika or shoshul. We discussed the relationship of zrika to petach and of shoshul to petach. We discussed the relationship of shoshul to zrika, which is a machlokas rav and shmuel. We tried to bring all kinds of different ideas. And we also discussed yesterday the issue of a chotzer where we don't have any distinctions, that is to say that within Aserat Fachim, that over there doesn't help to make these kind of distinctions. At least that's the way we understood it so far. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah, had raised a different issue that we never really talked about. And that was the issue of four Tvachim horizontal. And we talked about the differences in how high it is and how low it is, but we never talked about the horizontal difference. In the case in the Mishnah, it says that where the bor is meruchik from the mirpeset for tvachim, then everything breaks down, we give it to the chutz. Right? Now that's an interesting thing because there, lechora, what we're talking about, in order for the mirpeset to get to the bor, which is now the selah, which is meruchik arba'at tvachim, basically, they're in a position where they need to do zrika. It's a horizontal zrika. In addition to the horizontal zrika, they also need to do shilshul. In other words, going down, across, and down. And we never discussed the issue of an additional concept called through the air. It was either up or down. What we called zrika was up, what we called shilshul was down. Through the air wasn't an issue. Today the Gemara is going to discuss the additional complication of through the air. So we start off with a minor that on the surface doesn't seem to be directly related to the sugya before, but clearly relates to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah speaks about a bor and a chotzer, which is meruchak arba, from one of the chatzerot, that is to say, in this case, the chotzer is a mirpeset, but technically speaking, from one of the chatzerot, it's meruchak arba tvachim, and for the other, it's still available derech zrika, meaning begova. This is the bor, you have to put your hand over it to lower the bucket in. Here we have a case where there's a bor between two chatzerot. Now, the area between the two chatzerot is not used by the b'nei ha-chatzer as a mavli. There's no opening to it. It's not an area which therefore one would answer on the other. The only tashmish that they have over here is they both have windows overlooking a cistern in this common, we call it common because of the cistern, that's the only usage. To both of them, there's a distance of four tvachim to the cistern. What happens in such a case?
What's the significance of the four tvachim?
Four tvachim means it's out of range. That's all. In other words, in the same way that 10 tvachim was out of range in terms of height or in terms of depth, 4 tvachim horizontally is another ratio.
So it was within 4 tvachim of one, and then it would answer the other one.
If it's, then it would be given only to one.
Right.
Yeah. But over here, both of them are out of range. In other words, they can only be mishtamesh bezrikat avir. This is a different idea. Horizontal zrika.
This isn't. This has nothing to do with being lavud.
No.
No.
This has a din of mokum choshev. Before, if you recall, the Gemara asked that, are we going only according to the sheet that holds that lavud is for tvachim? We said, no. For tvachim in the context here is because of makom chashuv, not because of lavud. Lavud is a question where there are two items, they need to be connected to each other, which is, of course, not the issue over here. So in such a case, you would normally think that Rishut Shneem Shaletet Ba, and since Rishut Shneem Shaletet Ba Bishava, they both have equal usages, if I would have asked you before we go any further, you would have said, look, I mean, every case where we had, where two people have the same area to use, one asus on the other without an eruv. And if you're going to make a distinction, then it has to be a real distinction, you have to make a mechitza b'neihem. However, since in this case there isn't any normal hishtamshus, meaning it's not as if this entire area is used, only the cistern is used. So definitely if this would be a chotzer shel shneihem, this middle area, forget it. Without an eruv, you couldn't take in anything from that bore into one of the chatzeros through a chalon in the chotzer. That goes without saying. However, since in this case they have no other usage, the only usage that they have, they don't go in and out by foot, the only usage that they have is this derech avir. The truth is that mi'ikar hadin, this is not a usage that we would have asked, b'chlal. This is not considered to be real tashmish. However, in order to make it clear to people that they shouldn't think that we normally allow mixing of rishuyot, we need to make a tikkun. So what type of tikkun do we make? A very simple tikkun, even less than what we normally ask for over water. Normally over water we ask for mechitza tluya, asarat vachim, and since it's tluya, hikilu b'mayim, that it should be okay. No, in this particular case we have no problem at all. And we're going to view it as okay if we stick out a little ledge. So each one should have a ledge going out, and that ledge sort of defines their area in the bor. Just laheker bialma. So this is a very... We had the same thing, if you recall, by a svina. Remember, by a svina, we wanted to know whether you could lower a bucket from the svina into the lake water underneath. So they said, you're motzi ziz kosho. Even though Mi'ikar Adin, the lake water, when it comes to water, we measure from the surface of the planet, not the surface of the water. In other words, we look at the bottom of the lake. So if Lamais above the lake, anyway, it's a mokum tur in terms of a hutsa. So there, but there too, we want a heker. So we sit over there, make a little heker. Okay, so here, and the Gemara said, what good is a ziz? And it said, mishum heker. So here too, this ziz is a type of heker, to avoid people confusing mixed usages. So zemotzi ziz koshu mimalei, vezemotzi ziz koshu mimalei, and everything is hunky-dory. Rav Yehuda didei, and now this was quoted by Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda didei adds that ziz koshu should not be misunderstood as requiring something solid, which is normally a ledge. Afilu kanya. Once we're down to a ziz koshu, you could stick out a piece of bamboo and have a bamboo coming out from either side, and then each side is mamali under his stick of bamboo. Omale Abaya le Rav Yosef, how the Rav Yehuda de Shmueli. I got to tell you something, says Abaya. This business of Rav Yehuda, now in the Havamina, meaning at this point, the Gemara assumes that what it is that Abaya is saying to Rabbi Yosef is that he hadn't heard, Rabbi Yehuda quoted this in the name of Shmuel. He heard the whole thing as if it was Rabbi Yehuda, not just the part about the Kanya. So he wanted to make it clear, I guarantee you that only works out according to Shmuel, which is true, obviously, he said it in the name of Shmuel, the whole thing. But according to Rav, it would never have worked. Now here is a new idea. Up until now, we had the case of the Echad Bezrika ve'Echad B'Shilshu, which sounds like Avir, sounds like going up. And Rav maintained that they Aser one on the other. Right? Now here, Rav says, at least according to Abaya, Rav holds, two people do not Aser on each other at all, even to need a Heker, Kolshehu, if the only usages that they have is needing to go horizontally through the air. Now we're going to have to make this work out with the Maamoras of Rav that we had until now. But the first thing that strikes you is, yesterday we spent a long time proving that when the Mishnah said that we give the bor to the chotzer, if it's four tefachim away from the merpeset, it couldn't possibly have meant that we really give it to the chotzer to use, because then it would be to each one of them it would have rishus. This one would be b'shilshul, and this one would be bezrika. Why would we give it to the chotzer? Or they're both the same level. Here you're saying, but if you have to throw it, that doesn't answer at all. No. What in the world did we mean yesterday? So Tosfos says, indeed, yesterday. We couldn't talk about it because we hadn't gotten to this Gemara yet. But Tosfos indeed says yesterday that the entire discussion that we had, proving that we certainly can't mean literally to give it to the Chatzim, we must mean to give it also to the Chatzim, is only true, Alibet Shemuel, according to whom we were speaking. We were trying to bring a raya, remember. Right? So we said, we were trying to bring a raya yesterday against Shmuel. Okay? So fine. We're working out the whole sugya. So we said, listen, there's no way to learn that it means according to Shmuel that you give it to the Chatzar alone. But Tosfos and Achidami, according to Rav, by definition, to the Bnei Merpeset, the only way to get to the bor is by throwing horizontally. That's called Derech Avir. Derech Avir does not ask. Fine. The other issues that we had yesterday, the Gemara itself is going to ask a little later. But right now, let's assume that that's the case. So again, the relationship to our mission is that this whole thing is triggered by the part of the mission that says that once the seller, the bor is beruchak, are ba'at vachim from the merpeset, then it goes to the chotzer. So here we see if it's meruchak equally from both tzadim, so that we have two chatzeres that are merpeset, so to speak, and over here we have a bor in the middle, which this is their only tashmish, then according to Rav, the claim is, we'll see where we get it from, the claim according to Abaye is that according to Rav, neither tzad could aser on the other tzad, and therefore they don't need anything. They don't need a ziz koshu, a kanya, anything.
It's not real tashmish.
Derech Avir is not sufficiently miyucha to anybody. So therefore they don't aser on each other. Fine. Now, assuming that Abaye didn't hear the maimer of Omer Rabbi Omer Shmuel, what was he referring to when he said it's going according to Shmuel? I mean, we know what it's referring to because we know that Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel in saying it. Abaye obviously didn't know that Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel, which is why he said, well, it's got to be Shmuel, it can't be Rav. What was he thinking? Which Shmuel was he thinking? Says the Gemara. Elaim in the Hadi Omer, Nachman Omer Shmuel. Was it the case that we had yesterday? About the Gaga Samuch L'Shut Rabim, the building in Har Nof, where you had the roof of the building that was up against the Shut Rabim at the upper level. And we said over there, Tzarich Sulam Kavua L'Hatiro, you're going to need a permanent ladder, if that's Kavua for the people that have an entry on the upper level street, in order to make this Gag part of their Chotzer, and only their Chotzer. And if it wouldn't be, now the assumption again over here is, Bnei Rishut HaRabim are going to aser on them without the Sulam Kavua. Why are Bnei Rishut HaRabim going to aser on them? Normally, Bnei Rishut HaRabim, when they're carrying anything of any significance, and our assumption was that usage over here is something of significance, we hadn't yet thought of the idea of taking off your strimel to air off, and setting your shtreimel, although shtreimel maybe could weigh a couple of tons. So, but say your handkerchief and so on, you want to cool off, take off your baseball cap, and your jacket, that we hadn't thought about that yet. But their assumption right now is we mean a real tashmish Rishut Rabbim. Problem is that in Rishut Rabbim, people do not drive up against the wall. Not in most places. So you usually have a little gap where...
Park on the sidewalk?
You usually have a little gap where people aren't crushed between the cars and the walls. So if you're using Rishut HaRabim, you generally are at least four tvachim away from the edge of the building that's up against Rishut HaRabim. In which case, when you're going to use this, how are you going to use it? You would use it perhaps, let's say you're unloading a truck or something like that. So you put your pallet down up against this roof, the other side up against the truck. You open up the doors of the truck and you roll things on the pallet onto the roof, let's say, right? That would be the type of usage we're talking about. The problem is that type of usage is derech avir. Because it's always going to be going at least arba tvachim from the place that you're at to get it to the roof. So if the din would be that derech avir aser, then you would need to have a sulam kavua. The sulam kavua would take the place of the ziz koshu. In other words, once I define this area as mine, it's not a real definition of mechitza and so on. It's a definition of usage. So in the same way that Shmuel was happy with a ziz koshu over a bor that was being used together, here he was happy with a sulam kavua that showed that the roof area was permanently being used by the people to get to the entryway of their building.
Was the ziz not a heker?
Yes.
And the sulam is
a heker.
It's just a heker.
Yeah. Basically, what else could it do? It just makes it does, but the sense of a connection to take it away from the other people is only accurate. That's bigger mind.
With the roof of Rishus Radim, isn't it more intent to back in from the Rishus Radim?
That's exactly so.
Isn't there a completely separate Rishus?
It is indeed, but it has a merpeset. Remember, in a minute, it has a landing.
The thing that joins it.
Yeah.
Because the Rishus Radim now has exits.
Well, that was the whole issue that we talked about yesterday. The merpeset being betoch asara, we thought maybe that was a raya that betoch asara always is joined. Okay, we were docha that because of the shrimal thing. Okay, so here too says the Gemara, assuming that that's what Abaya wants to rely on, he can't rely on it because we had Rav Popa's shot yesterday about the shrimal and the kapota, which people are boiling with as they're walking down the street, and therefore will take off and put it down on the roof over there. That is light enough for them to come up to the roof and they'll set it down. That's not called bezrika. Derech avir, it's called bezrika, but not derech avir. It's a completely different type of zrika, right? Okay, so therefore, you can't bring a riot. Dilmaker of Papa. Maybe it's talking about your strength. Okay, so then maybe Abaya was referring to the very same Shmuel that had been quoted by Rav Yehuda. Maybe, in fact, Abaya knew Shmuel's minor and indeed recognized that Rav Yehuda was simply extending Shmuel's minor to say that a ziz koshu isn't any better than a kanya. And the main point he was making is that according to Rav, you wouldn't need anything, even a kanya. So elamiha, in other words, it comes directly from the maimah that we just had. Zemotzi ziz koshu memalei, v'zemotzi ziz koshu memalei, which makes it very clear, time of the afik, in other words, it's clear from Shmuel that a person will aser to some extent derech avir, and that that's called a reshush nehem for a tashmish derech avir. And therefore, the point he's making is okay, Rav Yehuda may extend what Shmuel says, but according to Rav, you don't need anything. There's no iser whatsoever. So, how does he know that about Rav? The Rav Mihecha. How does he know, according to Rav, that Derech Avir is meaningless? Ilema Miha. Is it from the case that we had before of Shtei Gezuz Traot? Zu Lamala Mizu Asu Mechitza Le'Elyona ולא עשו מפיצה לתחתונה, שתיהן אסורות עד שיערבו. Finally, we're getting a little bit closer to understanding that case more fully, because we ignored the horizontal distance when we first brought it up. We only were interested in the distance between them, because it was a pshat that said they're betoch asura, in terms of height. But now, over there you'll recall that the case was, you had two different gezustraot, which are balconies that are overneath water. So you're in Venice, you've got these balconies. The balconies, one is higher, one is lower, offset from each other. How offset from each other? That was the question, in height and in the horizontal distance. One of them made the tikkun for drawing water. The upper one made the tikkun, so it had a mechitza tluya, had a box hanging off of the gezustra through which you could lower a bucket, and it was as if the box came all the way down to the water, virtually, because of the mechitza tluya. The lower one didn't have it. And the din over there was that both of them are aser achiye arvu. Now, so far that doesn't tell us anything about Rav, but there is a comment by Rav on this. V'yamar Ravuna Amar Rav lo shanu ela bismucha aval b'mufleget arba'a elyona muteret v'tachtona asura. So here Rav says, even though the upper one is going to be used by the lower one to get their bucket through the box, nonetheless, if the distance, horizontal distance, between the two gezustraot is four tfachim, then the elyona remains muteret, and the tachtona is asur, because the usage is given to the elyona, the assumption being that it's given to the elyona. Why? Because of the need for the tachtona to have to throw the bucket through the air in order to get there. And therefore, since it needs to throw the bucket through the air to get there, we don't consider that to be a usage. So there would be Rav's Maimer, that when you only can use jointly an area, one of them requires throwing, then it's not considered to be a common usage. Maybe it's on this basis that Abaye wanted to say that Rav Yehuda never could have been quoting Rav, even though, of course, Rav Yehuda very often did quote Rav, because, as you will recall, Rav Yehuda learned by both Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, that's a good try, but it's not enough. Because Dilma Shai Nehacha, Tekimon de la Zeb is Rika v'Shilshul, ula Zeb is Shilshul Chudei, ki la Zeb is Rika v'la Zeb b'petach dami. How do you know that the reason over here is simply because the lower one is also four tfachim horizontally from the higher one? Remember that this is a case that is much more complex. Why? Because we showed earlier that even though Rav holds that Lezeb Shoshov, Lezeb Izrika, is nonetheless asers one on the other, but over here you have, in addition to the Zrikas Avir, add to the Zrikas Avir the need to also do Hishtamshut Begova, which was the other concept of Zrika, plus the Shilshul, because now the lower one has to throw across, score a bullseye in the basket, down goes the bucket, and then we lower it. So then you have Avir, Zrika, Shilshul. Mashenke to the other ones, we've only Shilshul. So ain't a chinami, it's all very nice to say the Rav said before, Lezeb is Rika, Lezeb is Shilshul. It's the same thing. Now, wait a minute. I mean, this is a lot worse than that. That's true, this Lebit, but over here it's besides the Zrika, they also have to do the Shilshul, not to mention that in order to do the Zrika, they first have to go through the air. Okay? This is already the flying young man on the trapeze, right? So you can't bring a riot from here, because we don't know that it's not those complications that create the reason for Rav to say that it's mutter for the Elyon, not alone. So Dilma Shani Ocha, the given Olazeb is Rika Vishilshul. Olazeb is Shilshul Chudei, that's the equivalent of Olazeb is Rika, Olazeb Kepetach. Okay, let's see if we can bring another Raya as to why Abaya is convinced that according to Rav, the case of a bor, Sheben Shtechat Seirot, would require no tikkun whatsoever according to Rav, because both of the usages are through the air. Forget about the zrika, but derech avir. Elamiha. Yom Reb Nachman. Omer Rabba Baravua. Omer Rav. This case is now not just a simple case, Raya. It's a whole story. So it starts with a mimer of Rav that describes a case of a town that is going to seed. So you've got row houses here.
Going to seed
in Hebrew, seed in English.
Plant seeds.
No, meaning it's getting very seedy.
Downtown Baltimore.
People are moving out, and a lot of the houses are getting boarded up with broken windows and all types of drug activity. You got it. Okay.
Downtown Baltimore.
So now you've got over here 5 row houses in a row. Okay. The two houses on either edge.
One behind the other?
No.
Where are you from? Toronto or something?
There are five.
Oh, man.
Okay.
They wear shoes.
So now the two outermost homes are inhabited by the last Jews in the neighborhood. This is old Park Heights. So they're in the last two homes. In between are 3 houses where the walls have basically collapsed. It's a wreck. Between the houses on either side, on the far side, there's windows. They have openings through which they can get to the houses that are next to them. And of course, those houses, as in cities that have gone to seed, tend to turn to, become their garbage dump, basically. So they like to throw things through the window, you know. They finish eating, they throw the apple through the window. Or maybe they hide their drugs down there, you know. So they bring it up, and that way they could say they have nothing to do with it. In any event, the Shaila is, can they use, on Shabbos, can they use the house directly next to them, each one, the house that is adjoining their own, in order to pull up the drugs, or in order to throw down the apple cores?
I just want to mention that in the Muslim quarter, there were many houses like this that were destroyed, and the Jews left, etc., and the Arabs, their toilets, and everything, and they were dug out of all the garbage.
Yeah. So this is unfortunately a place in Barnea's neighborhood. So Amarat, so if you have Shnei Batim v'Shalosh Chorvot b'neihem, now this is what we think the case is. So Mishtamesh b'samuch shalo, or b'samuch lo ayedei zrika, v'zeh Mishtamesh b'samuch lo ayedei zrika, each one can use the house which adjoins his own home by throwing to the Rishus next to him, whereas the Emtza'i is Asur. The middle one is Asur, which is strange, because if the middle one is Asur, then apparently it seems to be the equivalent of the bor in the middle of two Rishuyas, two Chatzeres, and yet Rav is saying it's Asur. Yet on the other hand, he's saying that if it's closer to your side, even though the other guy can get through it, Derech Avir, you get through it, Derech Shilshul, you lower from your window.
In this case,
the ones next to you, you can lower from your window, perhaps.
Okay.
But the other guy can get to it, Derech Avir, and that won't answer you. Yeah. So then why would they both answer the middle? That doesn't make sense. But we'll see. We're going to pursue this. As I said, this is our opening shot in the case. Fine. So the Emtza'i is Aser. Now, Rav Brona said over, this is all part of our riot.
Aser to both of them.
Aser to both.
What about the
one next to him is also to the other. Is he doing just to each one of them?
Right. The one next to each one is respectively mutter for that one and not for the other.
So it's only him.
What's that?
It's a garbage dump.
No, it's a drug trap. Which are actually being drawn up, beam me up, Scotty, by all of those people in the spacecrafts that have been chasing everyone.
The Donetsk
spacecraft has no space cadet.
Shabbos also?
What?
The Donetsk doesn't have Shabbos.
What do you mean? You hold
Shabbos also the Donetsk?
Okay, so now it would appear that what he's saying is something that's contradictory. In other words, the guy on the far side doesn't aser you, Derech Avir, but the two people do aser Derech Avir. All right. Now, Rav Bruno was saying this over, and again we have our naive Barbe Rav with Rabbi Elazar. He always wants to go straight to the top, right? So last time he attacked Shmuel in his home. Today he hears about this. He says, what? Rav said that? They say, yeah, Rav said that. Show me where he lives. Okay. Same reaction. Yes. Omar Rav, Hoch Yamalayin, Achvile Ushpizi, I gotta confront him with this. Achvile. I say, okay, we gotta watch this. So they showed him where Rav lives. And he's off banging on the door. Asala Kamini Rav, Omar Hochi? Did you say that? Omalay, yeah, you have a problem? Omalay, of course I have a problem. Lamaru the Omala Zebis Shilshav Lazebis Rika Shneim Asurim. You were the one who said, that was arguing on Shmuel the whole time, saying that even though one of them is using Bishilshul, which is this case, think of how he looked at it, the Bar Bei Rav. You're saying that to the guy that it's up close to his window, it's okay. So in other words, why is it okay? Because it can't be that it's okay because the other guy has no usage, since he has to fly through the air in order to get to a Derech Avir. Because if that would be true, you would have allowed them to use the middle one, since neither of them has better usage there, except Derech Avir. Right? So this Bar Bei Rav isn't very stupid. In other words, he's analyzed the case, and he says, look, we can throw out the idea that Derech Avir doesn't answer, because Rav says it answers. The middle Churva is answer. The only possible reason, therefore, that he would say that even though both have a Shimush here, is because Shilshul is better than Zrika, but Rav was the one who's been arguing this whole time, telling Shmuel that Shilshul and Zrika are the same thing.
What does Avir have to do with Zrika? In other words, you see from here that he doesn't answer that.
Because
that
if there was a different, we don't have three different categories that are going to be less, one more than the other. Now, you could say that Avir, look, we're dealing with the Rabbanans over here. Vernish, what are you going to create now in a third category with the Rabbanan? If you hold that Avir is not Tashmish, fine, that I can understand. You want to consider it not to be really my territory, because I understand, but then you wouldn't have asked the middle one. Once you want to say that it is, that it's the equivalent of Zrika. Okay, well, the truth is, David, that there's a machlokas earlier in Tosus about this far. I don't want to get confused with it yet. Let's first assume that that's the pshat, and then I'll take you back a couple of pages and we'll discuss how Tosus deals with this problem. But it is a machlokas in the Balai Tosus. Some agree with you that we would consider it to be a different level. But let's see. So anyway, therefore I assume that the only reason that you're being matirit is because you're saying that since to one of them it's got direct access from his window, the other one only has an indirect access through Zrika, you're considering Shilshul to be a better usage than Zrika. So then you don't make any sense. Oh, Marley, what are you talking about? I understand your problem. You misunderstood the case. The case was not a case of row houses. The case was basically a case of a large home that's between two other homes that has decayed. It collapsed. This home has three rooms. It has an opening, has a front room, which was the living room. And then it has two bedrooms coming off the living room, behind the living room. Each one having a door into the living room. So basically, you have one large area that cuts across the entire thing. And then you have these two separate areas. That was the case. So me, Socrates, says to him, did you think the Kaima Keshura? We're talking about Rohazes over here? No, 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 no. The Kaima Kechatsuva, it's talking about over here, that they are built the way a tripod type of base is built for a vase, where you have, imagine three dots in the shape of a singular. So the dot in the middle, I mean, it's just a way of referring to that, this type of construction.
The piece on.
Yeah, so this type of construction is kechatsuva. That means that the middle one takes up the space of all the other two. So in Achinami, the middle area can be used b'shilshul. Forget about Derech Avir. There is no bore over here that they're both going Derech Avir. Here you have one area in which two people are using Derech Shilshul, correct? So then that area becomes Aser. What are you going to say? But the middle, they don't reach. So what? The middle, they don't need to reach. What's the difference? But they can all have something directly under their window. We agreed to that. Okay, so if they have two people from two different homes have access to a common area through a window, even though it's on the opposite sides of the common area, it houses the common area. The case that we had before was a case where you had only Derech Avir. Oh, now, if that's the case, where I have in the back rooms, that's what I was talking about, each one can use the back room that backs up to their house, because the back room doesn't have any access to the other guy b'shilshul. It only has access to the other guy b'zrika derech avir. Derech avir, I hold, as an aser. Not because of zrika, but because of avir, says Rav.
I understand that to those back rooms, each one is by one only has access to that particular space,
right,
uniquely. So yeah. What's the issue? Why is that to be Zrika?
Because the other one can, it's a churva, it doesn't have walls.
Oh, so it's
I could throw it into the, I could throw it, but throwing it doesn't aser. So Father Rabbi, we see from here that Rav holds that Avir doesn't aser, Shilshul and Zrika indeed aser. So this is perfectly consistent. This would then be a bias raya, that according to Rav, Tashmish Derech Avir doesn't aser b'chlal. That's why he said, don't think that Aliba, that when Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilu Kanya, he meant Rav would hold, you need Kanya. Rav doesn't need anything. The Horaya, he says in this Churva, you could simply go right ahead and use it on Shabbos without any hacker at all. Must be because Avir is not considered to be Tashmish. So now we have three different darkas.
Avir is less of a connection than Zvika and Shilshul.
Right. I'm a little popular, Rav. You know, I'm a little bit shocked.
What's the logic?
The logic?
What's Rav's logic?
It's not obvious what the logic is. We don't have direct access except by throwing something.
But I mean, dropping something and throwing something is very similar.
It's very similar, but basketball games are played by special players because it's not the same. If you can reach the basket and drop the ball in, there's something different than if you have to throw that ball to the basket. For one, they pay you good money. The other one, they laugh you off the court.
We think the Zrika straight up would be harder. Less.
But that's not, it's not real Zrika. I'm putting it with my hand. I mean, it's not really Zrika. Lamalam Yasara, and that's what our president keeps insisting on. It's just that it's heavy, so it's inconvenient, so we view it as an inconvenient usage. But Ein Achinami, where it's light, it's only your strimal. So, I mean, not a gerer strimal, but it's only your strimal. So Ein Achinami, then you could put it down even Lamalam Yasara, and it's not considered to be, you know, that inconvenient, like the case with the Gag and the Rosh Hashanah. You look unhappy still. You do look unhappy. That's the question. Why? Not the sugya is not what's making you unhappy. The sugya is making you unhappy. No, it's good to clarify. So tell us.
No, I'm just trying to put everything together.
Okay, then I'll confuse you even further.
That's in a few levels.
I was.
On the Tosfos. Later.
I got to do it.
Yeah, okay, no, we'll get back to that. I don't want to confuse you now.
Is there Zrika without Avir?
Sure. Okay. We called Zrika where you have to put it on top of a table. That's hot.
You putting it.
That's what we call Zrika. It's irresistible. It's not fair.
It's not necessarily flying through the air.
Right. Exactly. If it needs to be flying through the air to the extent of four tfachim, then it's called avir, not Zrika.
Anything going up, upwards.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what bothered Rav Papa? Rav Papa said to Rav, I just can't believe this, because to me, it seems that what Shmuel is saying is that one of the classic cases of Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't hold up. I mean, you know the famous case of Rav Dimi. You're telling me that Lema Shmuel Ledle, the Rav Dimi, I never heard of anybody that would argue on the case of a Malkum Patur. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rav Yochanan as saying that as long as you don't have a mokum of arba al arba, it's mutar l'vnei reshut harabim, l'vnei reshut hayachid, l'katef alav, u'bevad shelo yachlifu. Now look, certainly we understand, again, we spoke about this earlier, the relationship, the vague relationship between hishtamshut of diurin in common areas and a case which is called a mokum p'tur l'gabi hotzor of Shabbos. And we said that there's some overlap of the idea, because in the same way that we have a mokum p'tur which could be used l'maisa as a transferring point between Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYofi, and nonetheless we're willing to let it go as long as you're in Rishus HaYofi, you use it for your usage, don't pass out to anybody in Rishus HaRav. You're in Rishus HaRav and you use it for your area. So here's something that includes the usage element. We don't worry about it, right? We don't say, no, in the middle you're going to come and you're going to carry already to Rosh Hashanah. So I understand. You're telling me that over here, where you've got a bor, in which the only access you have to the bor is Derech Avir. Okay, so basically, we're talking about a Mokum Tur, the equivalent of a Mokum Tur. We're all agreed that the Ishtamshas Derech Avir, when it comes to Diurin, in terms of how we would define Rishuyos when they come to Diurin. Again, this is a shadow area. Rishuyos for Erevin are different than Rishuyos for Shabbos. But we keep trying to fit them into common categories because, after all, Shabbos and Erevin are somewhat related. So now, the shadow Mokum Ptur, in terms of Dinim Div Diurin, is classic, the case that Shmuel was talking about. A board between two places, the only access you have is Derech Avir. That's mamish. I mean, if anything is a mokum tour for Magabi Diurin, that's it. Nonetheless, Shmuel says, oh, no, wait a minute. Since you can't go from one Rishus to the other Rishus, because, I mean, after all, we don't want you, you don't have an Erev, so you need at least a hecker. So how come by a mokum tour between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid, where basically you've got exactly the same problem, how come over there you don't need a hecker? And of course, we already know the answer. The answer is that we're more machmer on the Rabbanan than we are on the Diraisa. We already saw this before. That where it comes, answers the Gemara. Of course Shmuel agrees with Rav Dimi. But hatam rishuyo diraisa. So what are we going to say? We're going to worry. Oh, a guy's going to say, well, if I can use a mokum tur, what the heck? I might as well just go and bring something into Rishus HaYochid. Come on. I mean, Rishuyos Diraisa people take seriously. They're not going to come to exchange. Mashenkin over here, it's a Rishuyos Dirabonan. The whole thing is the shadowy world of the Urian, and even though it's the same place, people are going to say, look, I mean, come on, man. I mean, if I can already bring my water out of this place, and it's not considered to be but the Rishuyos of two people, otherwise, why don't we just exchange the water? They're for the Chachamim. What?
Lack of clarity of people because they don't
take the mizalzel in the Hagdoras of the Rabbanan. So Chachamim asu chizuk l'divrayem yoter mishal Torah, as we already saw before. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya from my chumrah in the shadow of Rishuyos of Erevin to the same way that in the equivalent case when it comes to Hotzah Rishuyos, Yirmokum Tur, that it should be the same thing. Omalei Ravina Larova, I still have a problem. Because, I mean, what you say is that Rav holds, now this next case is really an amazing extension of the concept of Derech Avir. Because what we're going to do now is show that, and this is so beautiful, I love when the Gemara does this, when it crosses the line between Erevin and real Rishuyas, and uses the same concepts. It sees how that concept will translate into the other world. It's a remarkable thing. It's like your wave transforms. It's really a whole different idea when it comes to Erevin. But think about it this way. The Avir of Rishus Harabim, and note the common word, Derech Avir, you know, an Asr L'Chavero Derech Avir. And there's also a concept when it comes to Hotzah of Avir Rishus Harabim. Avir Rishus Harabim is not considered to be Asr, so that's a Makom Ptur. Oh, you're telling me that a guy does an Asr and another guy Derech Avir. Derech Avir is not considered to be a question of shared Rishus. Okay, great. Now let's translate that into Musagim of Shabbat, okay? Meaning of Hotza'ah. Two houses cross the street. They want to play ball on Shabbat. Right? So now they're above 10 Tvachim. According to Rav, if you don't view the Ishtanches of Avir as being significant, they should be able to play ball. So,
as long as it doesn't fall.
You've got balls flying from one window to the other. Everything should be fine. Because it's Me'al HaTzarat Tvachim. And yet, Rav is quoted as saying that it's Usher. Whoa. Strangely enough, it's Shmuel who says that it's Mutter. Now, I'm not bothered by Shmuel saying it's Mutter, see? Because over years, since it's Rishuyos D'Oraisa, okay, so Shmuel holds it's Mutter. What's your problem? Maybe you'll also throw the ball down to somebody on the street who says, hey, Joe, throw here. What, are you crazy? That'll be a D'Oraisa. I would never throw to you. Okay, so Shmuel's ready to accept that when it comes to D'Oraisa, I don't have to worry about Hecker and so on. But Rav, why all of a sudden over here should Rav say that it's also to play ball? Why is it also to play ball? Es the Gemara, so meet Marav, did Rav say that Derech Avir doesn't answer. V'ha'itmar shnei batim mishnei tzidei reshut harabim. Rabba Baravuna quotes, Rav is saying, Asur lezrok v'zeh lezeh. You cannot play ball between these two windows. Shmuel says it's mutter lezrok mizem lezeh. Omar lei, excuse me, but you don't remember the sugya back in Shabbos? We had to deal with that issue for other reasons in Shabbos. And we said over there that it's talking about where one of the windows was high and one of the windows was low, and therefore there is a high possibility of dropping the ball. So if you're throwing across, we should have been fine. Rob would have said it's mutter. But the case over here is you're not throwing cross for Shatrabi. You got to aim it into the window that's up on the next story, and the other guy's got to get it into your window if it's down, not across. That's tricky. And if it's tricky, there already Rav was gazer that maybe you're going to have it fall. So lav miyukim the demat lechad matat echad. Therefore zimden the mitgander v'nafil vati liyituye. What we're afraid of is even though we're not worried about the ball going into Rishut Rabim, because that's not where you want it to go, and therefore you're being mitasek beheter. And what happened is an isser. That's not, you're not, you don't even have to worry about that, because you didn't want that at all. It's connected everything that you're doing. That's not a malacha. But what we are worried about is that $40 ball that's sitting out there in Rishut Rabim with a bunch of kids running to get it right now. You're going to get there first. So once you get there, you'll bring it into the house. That we're worried about. So maybe Atila Tuye. If you bring it into the house in Rishut Rabim, of course, it's going to be straightforward tiltal on Shabbos. We're going to allow you to do things that may lead you to tiltal on Shabbos, to Ahutza on Shabbos.
Stupta Heilige Mishnah.
Hanotin. I am sorry, I have to ask you to. Okay. Start again, Zuck. Anotena teruvo, the Beit Shara, Sadrum, the Peset, Eno Eruv, Vadarsham, Eno Oseralav. As we've seen earlier, First of all, in order for a person to be considered a member of a chatzer, he has to have a place that's considered to be a beit dira. And someone who lives in a beit shar that people go through in order to get into the chatzer, or he lives on the achsadra and the merpeset where people are walking through, that is not a considered to be a beit dira. And by the same token, since the nature of an eruv is that it says we are all happily living in one of these units, you can't put the Eruv in something that is not a unit. Therefore, it's not considered to be Eruv. Beit HaTeven, Beit HaBakar, Beit HaYitzim, Beit HaOtzarot, however, if it is a real building, but it's a building, it's not a building that people pass through, it's not open to the public, generally it's used for storage, or it's used as a barn for animals, or we use it to keep the wood for the fireplace and so on, or it's a storage shed. In all of these cases, that's considered to be a usable house, and then it is an Eruv, and if somebody has been given the rights to live in that place, he's living in a house, and therefore he would aser the chatzer. Rav Yehuda Omer, im yesham tfisat yad shebaal habayit eino oser. If Lamaisa, the Baal HaBayit, who gives this guy the right to live there, still has his garden tools in the shed, then it's not considered to be a separate unit, because I still have access. This is the heter that Rav Moshe Zatzal used for hotels. The hotel room has a TV in it that you can't move on. But see, it has to be not movable on Shabbos, but it's just got a TV in it. It belongs to the Baal HaBayit of the hotel. So therefore, why should you have to make an Eruv between the rooms in the hotel? It's exactly this case. Since most hotels, the rooms are Beit HaBakar, Beit HaTeven.
Why the TV? All the furniture,
right? We'll see, because it the other furniture the guy could throw out of the room.
Which has been known to have.
It's something that doesn't movable on Shabbos.
The owner
owns it still. Right, it's not uniquely yours. In order for you to answer, you have to have an area that's uniquely yours. If I'm the owner of the rest of the houses, and I also own the things in your house, so it's not uniquely your own. I have the yad. I have a yad there.
It means that he has access as well?
That is access. My thing is there. I don't need access. It's there now. That is my access. Omer Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilat. That you should know that in almost every single case where we would say the words, someone who lives in that type of situation will not aser on the Bnei Achatz. So what you're saying is that it's not a Mokam Dira. So by the same token, it would follow, I'm sorry, that Hanotenet Eruv Oeno Eruv. It's also true that if you put an Eruv there, that it isn't an Eruv. There would only be one case where that's not true. And that is the Beit Shaar of a Yachid. If an individual lives in a Chatzar, not a Rabbi, they're all one family. There you have a Beit Shaar. So if another person would be in that Beit Shaar, he doesn't ask because it's not usable living space. But on the other hand, if I'm making an Erev, let's say, with another Chatzar, and I want to put the Erev of that Chatzar in the Beit Shaar, a Beit Shaar is as much a Dira vis-a-vis the Bnei HaChatzar as their own Dira in the Chatzar is. It's just the outside room of their Dira. It just won't become a Dira for another independent entity because I'm going to be walking through the house. So in terms of the Shmirata Eruv in a Bayit, that's fine. The Eruv is in a Bayit in the Chatzar. The Eruv of the other Chatzar. So that would be the one exception. Furthermore, Kom HaKom Shomru Chachomi Mei Minichim Bo Eruv. In the opposite case, where the Chachamim say that you cannot have an Eruv, Menichim Bo Shituf, it would be okay to put a Shituf Mivaot, because a Shituf Mivaot doesn't require a sign that we're sharing our lives, it simply requires an indication that we use the Mavui jointly. The only thing is, I can't leave it in the Mavui itself, because it's not Shamor. So if it's not Shamur, it's as if it's not even there. What's it? Next guy, a cat's going to come along and take it. Next guy that comes to walk off with it. I need a Mokum Shamur. So the only place that I can't put an Erev and also can't put the Shituf is the Avir Mavui itself. Fine. But I could take it and put it in one of the chatzeres that open to the mother. My kamash mantanina, I understand. Isn't that the Mishnah? Well, he has to teach me this. The Mishnah says, on the tenant they will go to Bechar, achsadro mirpeset, enel eruv. So it means it's not an eruv, but it's a shituf. Eruv and olahavi. A shituf havi, it's all in the Mishnah. It's all in the Mishnah. Beit Shar the Yachid was in the Mishnah. Avir the Bavli was in the Mishnah. Come on, man. I'm telling you, big Kedushim, you're sitting laughing at me. So, Beit Shar the Yachid, Avir the movie, it's Trichalai, the Lot's not. That, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Tanya Nami Yachid, and Otene Te Ruvobi, Beit Shar, Sadam Rupeset, Bechatzirah, Bemavui, Areze Eruv. What? Areze Eruv? The Mishnah just said Ainze Eruv. No, no, meaning, Areze Shituf. How could it be a shituf? You said in a chutzur or in a mavoi? Shituf in a mavoi? Lo mintar. Who's taking care of it in the mavoi? You read it wrong. Not chutzur uba mavoi. Chutzur sheba mavoi. So if it's a chutzur that opens into this mavoi, as opposed to stam another chutzur, then you could put the eruv in the chutzur, even though it's not in a house. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, as we saw earlier, b'nei chaburash ayu mesubim. You have a group of people that are all eating together Erev Shabbos, v'kideh shaleyam ayom, and Shabbos falls, pat shalei shulchan, sepinoleh mishum eruv. You don't need to make a separate eruv. You're actually sitting here enjoying a siddur together. Ein lecha eruv gadol mizeh. So some say you rely on it as an eruv, and some say you rely on it as a shituf only. Said Rabbah, they're not arguing, we saw this earlier. Amar Rabbah, v'lo pli, they're not arguing. Kan b'misubin b'bayit, Kan b'mesubim b'chatzer. It depends. If they're in the house, or if they're in the chatzer. If they're in the chatzer, then it can't be an eruv, because an eruv has to be in a house. But if they're in a chatzer, it could be a shita for the mavui, that all of them live in a chatzer, various chatzers, don't open into. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba. Tanya de Misaye alacha, we could see clearly that you're right, because it says, Eruvo chatzerot bechatzer, v'shutufei nevo'ot b'mavui, and we ask, what does that mean, Eruvot chatzerot bechatzer? It says, Anotenet Eruvo bebeit sharach sabrin befeset. It's not an Eruv koshkin, it's down on the ground in the middle of a chatzer. Ela'ema Eruvo chatzerot b'bayit shebechatzer, shutufei nevo'ot bechatzer shebemavui, which is exactly what you were saying. If they were eating it in a house, then this becomes not a mokum of the era for the chatzer. If they're eating it in the chatzer, the most that it can be is the mavui, the shita for the mavui that the chatzer opens into. If Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Borsha Ben Shtei Chatzerot Muflekat Mikoto Zarba'a Mikoto Zarba'a Zemotziziz Koshu Memalei Zemotziziz Koshu Memalei. Rabbi Yehuda today adds Afilu Kanya. Omalei Abaye L'Rabbi Yosef, other Rabbi Yehuda must be the Shmuel. Because the Rav, Omrei Adam Osera Chaverot Derech Avir. And how do you know Shmuel holds you need to speak it? Yilema Mihodi Omrim Nachon Omer Shmuel Gagas Omer Chushat Rabim Tzorof Salam Kavula Tiro Diyomak Rav Papa. Elamiha. Zemot Ziziz Koshu Memalei Zemot Ziziz Koshu Memalei. And Taima De Afika Lo Afika Amrei Adam Osera Chaverot Derech Avir. And that can only work out Aliba de Shmuel. With the Rav, how do we know Rav doesn't hold that mir? He lema miha. Shtei dizut stro'o zulamala mizu asu mechitzal el yona velo asu mechitzal taktona. Shtei hen asurot ad shi yervu. V'yom ruvun omer av lo shana lo bismucha. Avo bimufleget arba'a. In that case, the el yona would be muteret. And the taktona would be asura. Dil meshayni okra. Kimen de lezeb izrika v'shilsho. Ubezeb v'shilsho l'chudei. So then, we consider it as the equivalent of kilazeb is recover zebet petach dami. Elami ha, the Amr of Nachman, Amr of Abavu, Amr Rav, shnei batim, v'shalosh churvot v'hem, zem mishtamesh b'samuch, lo ayadei zrika, v'zem mishamosh b'samuch, lo ayadei zrika, v'em tzi asur. Now, Rav Bruna said this, and Amr le Rav Elazar, by me Rav, Amr Rav, hachi, said, yep, akvili ishpuzi, akvili, otel, akvili, Amr le, Amar Marok, Amalei, Vamar the Amar, the Zebi Shosh, the Zebi Zvikishneim Asurim. Amalei, Misavata, the Kaime Kishura? No. The Kaime Kechatsuva. Amalei, Rapapla Rava, Lema Shmuel, Leslie, the Rabdimi. The Chias, the Rabdimi, Amar Yochanan. Makom Shein Bar Baal Arba. Mutar Levnei Rishut Rabin, Levnei Rishut Yachit, the Katefa Lab. Ubevat Shelo Yachlifu. Atam Rishis Diraita. Ach Rishis Drabona. Rachamim Asuk Chizuk V'Divrayhem Yoter Mishal Toran. Omer Lei Ravina L'Rab. I heard. Omer Lei Ravina L'Rab. Mi Omer Rav Hachi Voit. Mashnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishat Rabim Rabba Baravun Omer Rav Os Lizorok Mizel Lezeh. Mishmul Amar Mutar Lizorok Mizel Lezeh. Omer Lei Lav Miyokimna Demad Lechad Mat Tichad. Zimnin Demegan Demenof Avati Lei Tuyei. Hanotinet Eruvo V'Beit Sharach Sadun Repeset Eino Eruv. V'Adar Sham Eino Oser Alav. בית התבנו, בית הבקר, בית העצים ובית האוצרות, הרי זה עירוב. והדר שם אוסר, רבינו אומר, אם יש שם תביסת יד של בעל הבית, אינו אוסר. אומר רבינו בן אדם שמו בשיבה, אז כל מקום שאמרו, הדר שם אינו אוסר, it's also true that הנותן את עירובו, אינו עירוב, חוץ מבית שד יחיד. וכל מקום שמו חכמים אין מניחים בו עירוב, מניחים בו שיתוף חוץ מאב ומאב. מהי כמש מנתנינה? הנותן את עירובו בבית שד קצת מפסת, אינו עירוב, It's clearly a ruv with all havi, ala shituf havi. Beit shar di yachid, va'avid ha'mavui yitzricha lai, the whole time. Tani ami hofi, hanoteni day ruv avi beit shar ha'sadam repesa, uve chatzar ha'mavui, ha'reza a ruv ay, va'atlan b'feir shem zay ruv. Ema ha'reza shituf, how could it be a shituf? Shituf b'mavui lo minta, ema b'chatzar she'b'mavui, not chatzar u'mavui. Omrev yiram shvom b'nei chabura shayu mesubim, וקידש עליהם היום, פאץ' על השולחן, סומכים עליהם משום עירוב, ואמרו משום שיתוף. אומר רבא ולא פליגי, כאן במסובים בבית, כאן במסובים בחצר. אומר לי, הבאי על רבא, תני לי מסייר לך. עירובי חצרות בחצר, ושיתופי מבואות במבוי, ואבינו בעירובו חצרות בחצר, התנן הנותן עירובו בבית שחסר מרפסת אינו עירוב. אם העירובו חצרות בבית שבחצר, שיתופי מבואות בחצר שבמבואים.